is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
He is the good news. Welcome to Not Necessarily the News, a Friday edition. Never artificially flavored, sweetened, and now with no preservative.
Really?
How about that? Well, most of these stories don't have a very long shelf life, but anyway. Tonight's lead story, as we welcome our Hank Facebook livers. Hi, Mom. Welcome to it. You're going headphone-less, aren't you? Wow. Rogue.
Well, no, I got my little...
You have a little...
Because I'm super vain, and I don't want my headphones on while I live stream. I've been doing this for several months, and it's the first time you've noticed.
Well, it's a good thing it's a radio show.
More of an auditory guy than visual.
I do it for our Facebook friends.
Last night, it was the first round of the NFL draft. Shedeur Sanders sliding, by the way. He didn't, Deion's kid didn't get picked. No.
Oh, no.
But the Dallas Cowboys at number 12 did not trade out. Jerry picked Tyler Booker. He's a guard out of Alabama, offensive lineman.
On guard?
I guess. More on that as we go. Cam Ward was number one quarterback out of Miami to Tennessee. Travis Hunter, who played for Deion, now in Jacksonville Jaguar. And Frisco Lone Stars, Austin Genty, goes to the Raiders out in Las Vegas. Dallas Stars continue their playoffs tonight, I believe. And then to our little Rangers, who are doing quite well, actually. I think they're still leading the division. But one guy on there, one of our new acquisitions, Jock Peterson.
Uh-huh.
This is a great name. Jock.
A jock for a jock.
There you go.
He's a jock.
He was very in dangerous territory of setting a Major League Baseball record. So going into Wednesday night's game this week, he was 0 for 41 at the plate, which means he had not hit the ball in the proper direction to an open part of the field to get to first base even.
That's not how
that is
supposed to work.
Yes, that's already a Rangers record for the most consecutive at-bats without a hit. The MLB record set by a former Ranger, he did it as an Oriole, that was Chris Davis, 0 for 54. So he had a little ways to go, but Wednesday night against the Athletics out there in Sacramento, he hit one. Rangers Aww. Lost the game, but he avoided it. So there you go. That's your sports update here on the show. Oh, in other real sports news, WWE SmackDown is tonight at Dickies.
Mm-hmm.
The champ is here!
So Jennifer Aniston may have a legion of boyfriends and ex-husbands in her wake, but wants everyone to know she is not a spinster, okay? Rumor has it she is not pleased about being viewed as a failure because she's single. She's got plenty of dates. She's not lonely. And, she's just very, very private, right? She goes out all the time and apparently gets a lot of dates through her management team. Her people, they call other people who have people, and they set everything up, which I'm thinking may be an intrinsic part of the problem. Just go find someone in the wild, Jen. You can do it.
Maybe she's putting both headphones on while she streams live, and that's deterring people away. That could happen. That could happen. If only she had, like, friends.
Or a fountain to play in.
Willie Nelson next week turns 92. We will celebrate it appropriately on the station, on the show. And I still don't know why it's not a state holiday. We need to get the day off for Willie Nelson's birthday.
Did he get a Texas Radio Music Award?
If not, probably not, honestly. You know, probably not. Because, you know, he's not in Texas just like we're not.
KB and Heather Lee.
But his 77th solo album and his 154th studio album overall is out today. Willie Nelson's Oh, What a Beautiful World has arrived. And it's a tribute. It's really cool. It's a tribute to his longtime friend, fellow Texan, Rodney Crowell. Every song in the album was, written by Rodney Crowell, which Rodney's still going strong and going on, just as Willie is, too. He's got his whole dates lined up, Willie Nelson picnic and like. He'll be here 4th of July weekend, what night. So, congratulations at 91, soon to turn 92, 154 albums. I may take the day off.
So it's the question on everyone's mind. How on earth did Billy Ray Cyrus get Liz Hurley. How did this whole hookup happen? Well, we've got the details, as he says he was going through a very, very dark time in his life and wondered if things could possibly get worse. When all of a sudden, a text message showed up on his telephone saying, "Hey, it looks like life might be a little tough, and I just want you to know that I'm in your corner." He had no idea who the number belonged to. And well, out of all the people in the world, it was Liz Hurley. Billy calls her a great human being, impressively brilliant, and says that she reminds him of one Dolly Parton. Unfortunately, her friends may not be on board. Apparently, Elton John is not understanding the connection.
I find it weird that Elton John knows who Billy Ray Cyrus is. And I find this whole thing weird. Billy Ray gonna...
I need a woo-woo.
Billy Ray gonna Billy Ray.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
See you, brother. Well, it wrapped up, as we talked about yesterday, after 10 seasons of Roseanne, still staggering 7 seasons of the spinoff Connors, or The Connors.
Well, that's just mind-boggling.
It is.
Yeah, it had its series finale, so John Goodman and the whole troupe finally packing it up. And they had long since already killed Roseanne's character off.
Yeah, which is really...
Well, when it comes down to it, Roseanne Barr herself commented on it because she was asked. She said, "I didn't even know it was ending."
Oh.
So she was completely unaware about the Connors coming to an end. And she says, "We over here don't care about cheap knockoffs.
Yeah.
We support the real brands. We only pay attention to things that matter to the American people." Okay, she went probably a little too far on that one right there, but put away right there. Yeah, we don't like knockoffs either.
JB and Heather Lee do the morning show on Hank FM. Yeah,
soft brand.
No substitutes.
Timu show. Timu.
So spring is here. Time to enjoy the sun, the beach, and how about a brand new boat? Well, designers over in Holland are hard at work on a brand new watercraft that features an underwater dining room, a 32-foot pool, a sauna, 10 guest cabins, 6 decks, and a 40-seat theater to relax and unwind. Now, the price tag is only $442 million, and unfortunately, it's not built yet, so Jeff Bezos is going to have to use the old boat that he already has for his summer wedding.
Well,
keep an eye out for those Save the Dates. I'm sure they're coming.
That's great with all those amenities and stuff, but the first and foremost,
it's important. We need to know.
Well, that's just mind-boggling.
Tell me about it. According to a survey, nearly 40% of respondents prefer watching TV, and specifically Netflix in this occasion, with the subtitles and closed captioning on.
What?
Yes.
There's a bunch of psychopaths out there.
Well, it's a growing trend, and it is with largely the younger population. And, like, my kiddo does this. Like, I'll come, you know, we'll turn on, like, Raw or something like that on Netflix, and all of a sudden the captions are on, and I'm like, what the heck? And it takes me, like, 20 minutes to figure out how to turn it off. And I'm like, I was watching something. I'm like, what?
So it must be like a learning process of how the younger generation has learned.
Possibly. It's also movies and TV shows also, according to a study, have worse audio than they did in the past. There's a lot of mumbling. And if you're watching a show like Peaky Blinders or something, where everything's so nice, chip, chip, cheerio.
Yeah, don't even get me started about Love After Lockup.
You got to get the things on there. So Netflix will be debuting now the feature of, without the audio cues, just straight words at the bottom. So if you too, and those listening, would like a closed captioning of KB and Heather Lee, just learn to write really, really fast underneath your radios.
Ah, good job.
Thank you.